This large and equally dramatic landscape painting is very similar in size to the previous painting and is presented in the same blue and gold carved frame. It depicts a vast outdoor festival spread across green hills. In the foreground, on the left-hand side, a procession of hundreds of colourfully dressed men, some on horseback, makes its way from a town where spectators have gathered to watch. In the front left corner, the procession continues along a path, over a bridge, towards a castle in the centre left of the painting. In the middle of the group, Henry VIII, the largest figure visible, is dressed in a golden cape and riding on horseback. In the top right corner, hundreds more gather to watch a joust taking place on a sports field. Elsewhere, there are scenes of elegantly dressed men and women attending banquets, while cooks and servants prepare and serve food. In the top left of the painting, a kite in the shape of a dragon flies across the sky.
In June 1520, Henry VIII met Francis I, King of France, for the first time at a celebratory sporting tournament and festival held in a small patch of English territory near Calais, in what is now, of course, France. England and France had been at war just a few years before, but now they were united in a pact of friendship, championed by the Pope and organised by Thomas Wolsey.
This painting isn't a straightforward depiction of events, though.
The Field of Cloth of Gold is a more complicated picture. It is what we might call up a highlights reel, where different moments of what was actually a three-week event are shown all together in one picture. You have the arrival of Henry VIII at the centre of a huge procession. But you can also find Henry again greeting Francis in the golden tent and watching the sporting tournaments in the top right-hand corner.
This painting shows that no expense was spared on Henry's competition with Francis I. In the centre right of the painting, dominating the foreground, there is a large grey palace with an elaborate wine fountain in front of it. The palace is built in a classical style, seemingly out of stone, with large glass windows and red brick towers at the corners and framing an open arched gateway at its centre. The roof of the building is decorated with sculpture. The palace, however, was only a temporary construction. Alden Gregory, curator of historic buildings for historic royal palaces, tells us more.
This was Henry's great centrepiece of his encampment, and not even the painting really does it justice. Each side of this huge building was over 100 metres long. That's more than 300 feet. That was bigger than Hampton Court was at the time. And it contained suites of rooms furnished with the finest art and tapestries where the court could feast and entertain. While at the back of that palace was a fully fitted out chapel to support the daily round of religious services. But Francis wasn't to be outdone.
In the background, there are many different painted tents scattered across the landscape. In a large golden tent, two men wrestle, watched by a great crowd.
That tent was reportedly 120 feet tall, so that's more than 35 metres, and was completely covered in expensive cloth of gold. It must have been one of the largest and most costly tents ever built. But what the painting doesn't show is that the weather was terrible in June 1520, and this extraordinary tent blew down in the wind.
There's another tactile piece of material set into the wooden interpretation panel in front of this painting. It gives you an idea of the colourful designs used to decorate these tents. This is the final artwork in the tour.